afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And joining us in the guest co-host chair today, or this week, or however you want to say it, he's currently staying at our home. Mm-hmm. We went to see a concert last night. Kyle, you didn't. I did. We went to see Nick Mason's Saucerful of Secrets, where we heard an array of pre-popular Pink Floyd songs.
Good way to put it.
This gentleman's been on the show before, and he's here now, Mr. Daryl Asher. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, Patrick. Hello, Kyle. Hello, everybody in podcast land. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
I'm a regular. I come on every 150 episodes.
Yep.
So I'm planning for the next one already.
Perfect. You are also going to do the artwork for this episode.
Damn it.
And okay, for our Texas Tunes episode.
Okay. If you say so.
You didn't promise.
You said, I'll do it.
There was a catch.
You said, all right.
I'll do it if David Gutierrez doesn't do it. And by the way, I need to correct you on one thing, and I've been embarrassed about it for years. My name is pronounced Daryl Asher. So
you better hope that other one drops before this one.
Oh, okay. If it doesn't, go back and you'll get the joke.
Daryl Asher. Today, Daryl, we're doing sunny songs. I, of course, thought that I had told you that we'd do songs with sun in the title, but you said I didn't. So you're doing. It's still going to be called sunny songs.
Yeah, songs about the sun.
About the sun.
Sun might appear.
And we'll allow it. I'll allow it.
As one word somewhere in the song.
In the song.
First, everybody's sun related.
And the reason I picked this topic is because you came down from Billings, Montana.
Yes.
Where currently, at this time of year, not that much sun, correct? You're having winter.
It's cold. Cold in winter.
Snow?
Cold in winter. I'm not going to ruin the setup, but it's usually really sunny in Montana. But
it is.
But it's cold sunny.
But it's cold.
This is warm sunny. That's a whole different kind of sunny. But you have a different sun here.
Okay. But you're coming down here. It's a different climate. That's
absolutely
what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Warm, beautiful, not winter.
What I thought would be an easy topic has turned into a disaster, Kyle. I should have just said songs with red in the title.
Then I would have found songs that didn't have red in the title, but said something about red or
this
like
is,
rainbow.
This song is crimson.
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 It's a pinkish
hue. Is that close enough?
Scarlet.
So, Daryl, what else are you going to do? You're here for a couple more days. What else you got? You're making the rounds of some other podcasts.
Other podcasts that will not be named so I don't spoil anything.
And you're going to be...
And get anyone mad at me.
You're going to be taking photos because you're a photographer.
Took some photos of some tall ships. I went down to San Pedro thinking I was going to take photos of tall ships with the sails out, and that didn't quite work out.
Rock out with your sails out.
Yeah, are they nude photos of the ships?
They're nude. The masts are totally nude. Totally nude. I'd rather have the sail like half up though. That's a little more alluring. But the totally nude ship doesn't do anything for me. But yeah, they got out of the harbor without putting the sails up. So I might have gotten one good picture on a 3-hour drive.
And is there any things you look forward to culinary-wise when you're here? What do you like to eat when you're down in this part of the country?
I did it today while you were recording earlier. I snuck out.
What'd you do?
Jack in the Box tacos. So,
because they deep fry the whole taco, right?
Yes, they do.
It's so bad for you.
I know.
Did you have? When was the last time you had a physical? Had your cholesterol and everything checked?
Oh, just a few months ago.
So you're good.
It was great.
I didn't say that.
They were like, "Hey, look, as long as you don't eat any more Jack in the Box tacos, you're fine."
You're good. All right, I'm eating. I have an annual checkup.
Okay.
And this last checkup, my doctor, you know, left me a voicemail afterwards and says, "Hey, your cholesterol's high and your blood pressure is still high. So, you know, get yourself in gear and come back in 6 months." He didn't think I'm going to make it another year, apparently. So I have to go back in 6 months.
Are you getting it in gear? It sounds like you're not getting it in gear.
Look at me. Don't I look in gear?
Did you have a donut today?
Well, look, I had a donut today, but only because Mr. Gutierrez brought them.
Only because they're here.
They were here. But also, since I got a promotion at my work, I now work on the fifth floor and I walk.
Okay.
Up the stairs every day.
And down the stairs.
And then
I fall down the stairs.
How many times do you do that?
Well, lately it's been about 20 times a day because I'm working on two floors. Mm-hmm. So my little Apple Watch health thing by 10 o'clock in the morning says, yeah, you're good. You don't have to do anything else today. So yeah, I'm getting it in gear, Pat.
Okay. Get it in gear.
I'll be here for you in another 150 episodes.
All
don't
right.
worry.
We
I'll
don't want to be, we don't want to do death songs.
No.
You also don't want your doctor to be like, hey, you know what? Come see me again in 3 months.
Again in 3 months. Just come in every day.
6 days. Come in 6 days.
Call me every morning. So I know you're still kicking.
And
it's not terribly bad.
And also the Baroni's pizza.
I've heard tell of a place called Baroni's Pizza, legendary.
Is it Baroni's or Barone's?
No, it's got to be Baroni's.
It's Baroni's, right?
Come on. I mean, it's not spaghetti, right?
No, yeah. Spaghetti. Hey, that's not sauce. It's gravy.
I ate an entire large Baroni's pizza the day we got here.
Well, you shared it.
I shared it with Pat and Kyle. But,
yeah, we each had a piece.
But usually, what do? When I come here?
You order a whole pizza and eat the whole thing.
It's
over a couple days.
It's a medium. Couple days? No,
one time
in one sitting.
Are you going to go to Baroni's again before you leave?
Maybe I already have been to Baroni's.
Is that have you?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
It's really good.
It
pizza.
Sounds like he's sleep eating.
And you know what? We don't need to call them and berate them.
No, we don't need to berate.
They
Baroni's.
Get it. They get the it right on every time.
Right every time.
Brought to you by Baroni's pizza.
And what they do is they put the toppings under the cheese.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
So it's not really like toppings.
And not.
No, they're like
not
underlings.
And not too much sauce.
No,
it's like very little sauce, but just enough for
you guys.
The crust, good.
We got to stop.
It's in a square pan, and the dough kind of goes up on the edges of the pan, so it gets a little
like a crispy. Like a pan you cook cookies in.
Yes, yes,
they
yes.
Make
yeah.
it in
a sheet, like a
cookie sheet,
yeah. Cookie sheet, and then that crust gets a little bit crunchy, yeah. Kind of. You
yeah,
know? It's not burnt. It's just a little more well done than the other. It's just. It's really good. Kyle, are you having an orgasm?
Yeah.
I'm going to call Baroni's. We got to call and get this delivered.
It's
right
like
now.
Beavis over there. Yeah. Baroni's. Yeah.
Well, we saw that big really pizza good. And we thought, well, there's no way we're going to finish that.
And we did.
Yes, we did.
All right.
I'm proud of it.
Well, she good knew, for my she looked at us and she said, are you guys hungry? We're hungry. She's like, large.
Yeah, but she looked at me and said large because you guys are petite men.
She said, then a two personal pan and a large. They have a personal pan over there now, too.
Oh.
For, like, lunch.
Personal square pan? Was it, like, four?
I don't know if it's a square. I bet it should be.
Yeah.
I'll find out tomorrow.
Let's move on. Let's
give
do
me
some
four
music.
Personal pans.
I have to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner tomorrow, so. Baroni's.
I didn't tune in to culinary talk.
Culinary talk. Pizza talk.
From someone from out of state.
It's Tombstone or nothing. Get it right. One star.
Tombstone. Okay, Daryl, how many songs are on Daryl's list?
15.
I'm being told 15.
Okay.
I have
17 in a playout, so I'll go first.
You do it.
Let's start with a band who only has one proper studio album. They're called Sex Pistols, and this is Holidays in the Sun. You like the Sex Pistols?
You know, they're better than I thought they were when I was a teenager.
Same here for me.
Yeah.
I agree.
Didn't care for them at all as a teenager. No, thought just
wasn't,
stupid, you know.
And wasn't then, on my radar then.
Now, is that from their only album?
That's from Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. That is the 2-disc remastered edition, which is extremely hard to find, in my opinion. But I finally grabbed a copy of it, and it's worth it.
But don't they sound better than you thought they did when they first
came
out?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know how to play our instruments. We're just punks. But then you listen to it now and go, you know, it's simple, but
yeah,
it's really good.
It's really basic rock and roll, but it's good. So what do you got now? Here we go. Is it going to be a sunny song? Is it going to have sun in the title?
It has sun in the title.
Yay.
But we're going to contrast that really rocking opening number with something to really bring the house down emotionally, because we saw it perform live last night. And this will not be nearly as exciting, and we'll take a little patience. Set the controls for The Heart of the Sun, Pink Floyd. It does take some patience.
Little by little, the night turns around.
polar opposite of the first song. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
My younger nephew, Eric, he has tons of, he's obsessed with like buying things that are remastered and stuff. So when I was home last year, he had a ton of Pink Floyd albums. So I loaded them all in my iTunes. I've yet to listen to them, but the songs we heard last night, were they from The Piper at the Gates of Dawn?
Yeah.
A Saucer Full of Secrets.
Yep.
Adam Hart Mother.
Yep.
And Metal.
Metal. And I think Obscured by Clouds.
I don't have that one.
And
he did
maybe
not have that one.
More.
Okay, he doesn't have those two.
More was actually, and maybe Obscured by Clouds too. Okay. Someone will tweet me.
But those were
made as movie soundtracks.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's probably why he doesn't. He probably doesn't even know of those.
I thought I gave you, in a very legal fashion, I thought I gave
you.
You
might have given me,
Clouds.
But that might have been so long ago. That might have been before I lost my library. So.
Yeah, I gave you a whole stack of them too.
Yeah, because you brought them.
No,
you brought them, and I ripped them in.
What?
You know it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I do have it, and it's just not in the playlist. But while I look for that, my next song is this is a classic from the album Disraeli Gears. The band is Cream. This is Sunshine of Your Love.
Ooh.
Another CD that I ripped from my nephew Eric.
He had
Disraeli Gears. No, I don't have those other ones, so I must have lost those. But next time
we'll get them for you.
Next time we'll do it.
Yep.
What's your next tune, buddy? Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, pal. Hey, chum. My next one does not have sunlight in the title, sun in the title, but it's called Daylight. Now, this is a shout out to my lovely bride Jen. Her favorite band is Blue October.
Did you just get married?
Well, here's the thing. I got married 8 years ago today.
Whoa.
This is my anniversary.
It's St. Patrick's Day today.
St. Patrick's Day is my anniversary. She insisted if I marry her, it had to be on St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
And
for luck?
Absolutely. She's Irish. And I think she wanted to not forget the anniversary.
All right.
But I do have to say, I really miss Jen on this trip. She wanted me to come because of boring reasons by myself. We do get along fine. She's not trying to get rid of me, but I especially miss her when I see those diamond lanes in the on the freeway.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, turn it down. Did you say what the song was? You did. Okay.
Daylight.
By Blue October.
Blue October.
Maybe mine is contagious. With time it can make you feel like a fake, like a failure.
Cool album cover.
All I wanted was a brand new start. I never needed to remember when the truth can break your heart. Ooh, now I got it all out. It's all on the floor.
When you think we've heard enough, give Kyle the finger.
I was, but you gave it to him first.
This finger, though.
And that's a Texas band.
Wow.
Too, that should have been on the Texas episode.
Should have been on the Texas episode.
Too much country was being played.
Yeah, when you think Texas, you think country. Now, this guy, this is Bruce Springsteen. This is from his album called The Rising. Yeah, in 2002, I came out and I wrote a whole album about 9/11 because that's uplifting. And this one's called Waiting on a Sunny Day. Oh, two.
What track number is this?
Two, hey, oh, it's my third song.
Oh.
It's raining, but there ain't a cloud in the sky. Must have been a tear
All right. Now, here's why we're laughing. Come on in, Pilar. I told Daryl when we started recording, I said, at some point, Pilar's going to come up here. And when she comes up here, she's going to have a look on her face as if she's a janitor that just walked out in the middle of a performance of Hamilton. And Kyle, describe your Aunt Pilar's face when she just opened the door.
It was like horror. Like, oh, no.
Her mouth was open like you could put a watermelon in it. You have to understand that this is a nonsense podcast. You can interrupt it. You can, no matter what happens, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
How are you?
I'm good.
How was your lunch?
It was good.
What did you have?
I had a salad with steak on it, which isn't really a salad.
Or, as I call it, steak salad. Well, nice to have you here.
Bye, guys.
You look nice.
Thank you very much.
I'll be down in an hour.
Okay.
Enjoy.
That was perfect.
It was perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Exactly. Oh, you're wearing green too for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
That was hysterical.
That was great.
She knocks and then opens the door slowly and
it was like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
I know.
So wait, let me ask you though about Bruce.
Yeah.
Is he in heavy rotation for you, like constantly, or is he one of those guys that you just once in a while?
I really like Bruce, but as time has gone on, I found that I like other artists more than I thought. I'm finding I absolutely like Tom Petty more than Bruce. I still like Bruce. I love Bruce, right. But I go in spurts. Like, I'm planning on doing a Bruce Springsteen in the 80s episode. So I'll start listening and then it'll be in the rotation. But sometimes when I'm planning an episode, like I'm planning, we're going to do a Bob Seger episode with Lisa Goich. So I've been listening to tons of Bob Seger. Tons. And finding songs that I didn't remember or forgot about, like deep, deep album tracks and pretty great stuff. So,
you're trying to catch up with how much Kyle listens to Bruce, probably, yeah, right?
Constantly.
You're a real Bruce head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves so.
It.
Mm-hmm. Figured. He's wearing a bandana right now.
Yeah. Another song from Daryl.
On me?
Okay. That's a cool little... What's this little... this is a fancy...
I thought you were going to point to the paper he was holding.
Drive.
What is this called? It's a piece of paper.
Is there a cap that goes on that?
I don't think so.
What if dirt gets in there?
I never put caps on my flash drive. Where are you using your flash drives? Underwater
I got a Batman one. It's got the ears pull off.
Well, that's just for decoration.
All
but
right.
I've never once had dirt get in my flash drive.
Didn't you assume that something like that needed to be covered?
I mean, I didn't assume. Head. I have ones that
look at
don't.
All of your, okay. Look at all your computer.
I'd be more worried that it would get bent.
Oh, that's true.
And not.
Well, it did.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a curly Q tail, like a lizard tail.
But remember they used to have on the computer, they'd have a door over all of your things.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah.
first thing would happen is the door would break off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just, I think Apple started it just not putting a door on anymore, and everyone panicked. Oh, my God.
Because they're like, yeah, if dirt gets in, we'll just make them buy a new one. Fuck them.
Make them buy a new computer.
Fuck them. Give me $2,000 more, ass.
Exactly. So I rarely use my flash drives or computer in the sand at the beach.
Right.
So anyway, I didn't invent it.
But you use it in the water at the beach, right? You go to the ocean.
I'd rather not say.
Put it on a raft.
I can't wait till they make a waterproof laptop that you can just like...
They probably have it.
Put it right in the pool.
They probably have it.
Waterproof, not resistant. Okay, track three from you.
Okay, Mr. Technology. Sunspots. Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah. All right.
From my favorite Nine Inch Nails album, meaning
it's
the only...
my favorite.
Nine Inch Nails album.
This is your favorite Nine Inch Nails album, too?
Yeah.
From what year?
It's great.
2005.
All right.
It's and this great. Song I skip every single time.
Really?
Yep.
His least favorite. That's why he let me have it.
Yeah, I understand why.
Sometimes give it a second.
Okay.
I forget I'm alive.
Yeah.
Give it another.
Oh, another second?
A few seconds.
I feel it coming and I've got it.
Oh, I love it.
See?
I don't think Daryl's ever going to tell you to turn music down, Kyle. So.
No.
Yes,
oh,
he'll know when.
Okay. And Kyle, why doesn't that song resonate with your ears?
I like it. Like I told Daryl the other day, I like hearing it independently, but I don't like where it is in the album because it comes after like a
well for you,
like a real kick-ass song, and that ends high, and then this one just starts at like a dirge, and then the next song is a similar tempo but a better song. So
sequencing of an album is key for sure.
Like I would have put this on a B-side and left it completely off the album.
And you can do that now because you can you can skip it or remove it from the playlist.
I do. Dave Grohl plays drums on this album.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. The whole album?
Most of them.
That's pretty great.
I'm trying to figure out which.
But I think you also have superfan syndrome, where you know too much about what came before and all that, because you said also it sounded like it belonged on a previous album,
the Fragile,
maybe.
Which I don't like, which is just a double album of a heroin addict.
Oh, well,
just noodling around.
Well, look, you know,
everyone's like, that's the best. No, it's not.
This guy.
It's a double album, so already not.
But on heroin, he put out a double album. What did you do on heroin last? Like, hardly anything.
True.
Just sat around drooling, probably. Mm-hmm.
True.
Just doing the nod.
You got some songs for us, Kyle?
I do.
Yeah, Kyle.
Songs.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Got some nonsense. Let me see here. I think Daryl might like this band because you like. You like 30 Seconds to Mars, right?
Yep.
This is a similar in sound, more to their first two albums, but this is Chevelle. This is off their album Sci-Fi Crimes. This is a very good album to jump in with.
I have heard of them.
And this is called Mexican Sun. Big thumbs up from Daryl.
Like it. So let me ask you this though: is that were they like known as like an alt Christian band or something for a while?
I think
that's how
so.
I first heard of them because I used to be
an
zealot.
Alternative Christian.
I used to be I was pretty alternative, but I was also a zealot for a while.
I think
that's where I heard of them, kind of like with Switchfoot. They crossed over. But yeah, I like that. I'm going to put that in my playlist.
Yeah, that album. Sci-Fi Crimes is great, and then I like, it's this one. Oh, This Type of Thinking Could Do Us In. Those are the two.
I've heard that's the other album I've heard of. What years were those?
This Type of Thinking was 2004, and Sci-Fi Crimes was 2009. And there's an album in between, but I don't think I've ever heard that.
Okay,
that one.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Those are good.
Well, my next song is by a band Aha, which I always say I hate the song "Take on Me," and I don't like the song. But I did find this Aha CD called Hunting High and Low. I found it at Goodwill for like $1. So I'm like, well, I'll buy this and put it in my iTunes and maybe listen to it as an album and see if I like it. But I haven't listened to it yet. But the other hit off the album was The Sun Always Shines on TV. So let's hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's not my thing so much. What about you, Kyle? What do you think of that? Mm. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I just,
It's very 80s.
It's very 80s. Yeah. I mean, that's super duper 80s.
And when they recorded that, he sang in a hollow hallway.
I think so.
Far away. We'll put the mic at this end and then you just sing.
With a megaphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
when we recorded Dark Side of the Moon, we couldn't get the drum sound we wanted to. So we took Nick Mason, we put him in the loo with the bass drum, and we wired it up there. We had a Sound Studio Mobile One come, and they set up a bunch of trucks in front of the castle where we recorded, and we got it. They muted it.
They muted it with urinal cakes as well.
We used urinal cakes, and then someone had made a real cake, made a bundt cake, and we actually put that inside the bass drum to muffle it.
You're thinking of The Boxer. That was The Boxer, Simon Garfunkel.
This might be a Spinal Tap.
Well, so, I won't put Aha on my heavy rotation list. Mm-hmm. I did like Take on Me.
I mean, it is a catchy song. I just don't know why.
Yeah.
The video's better than anything.
Oh, the video's incredible.
It's so cheesy. Yep.
Well, thank you for reminding us of it. We had just gotten it out of our head.
The Living Daylight. That's the other song they do that I don't like.
Oh, right. That was from the movie.
Mm-hmm. It has a bunch of... That's how it sounds.
Yeah.
It's Patrick.
The Living Daylight. All right. What's up, Daryl?
I am... First of all, calling you out, and Aha is on heavy rotation all the time for you, I'm guessing, right now.
No, maybe I'll listen to this album this week, though.
Okay, my next one, and now before you accuse me of never giving Kyle the hands down sign, this one you do need a little patience with, because it's a Moby song, and he likes to layer things.
Okay.
So we'll go about a minute and a half in. I know that's an eternity in your short attention span, but it's
we're going to listen to a minute and a half?
Yeah,
Moby.
Well, you don't have to listen to it. You can leave the room. But
well, I mean, we only play 30 to 45 second clips.
Yeah, that used to be the rule. But the new rule is...
Breaking all kinds of rules. Not putting Sun in the title.
I'm going to have to talk over this a lot so we don't get in trouble.
Well, you know, I'm sure that your talk is much more entertaining than Moby's music. Hey, this is from one of my favorite Moby albums called Innocence with a T.S.
No one ever says
T.S.
one of my favorite Moby albums. Yeah, no one ever says that.
Yeah, there's some good albums.
Moby doesn't even say that.
No, Moby's mother, who got a house because of these albums, doesn't even say it. She says, oh, that Moby and his music.
All I can tell you is if you try to ask Siri to play Innocence by Moby, she will never, ever play it.
Why is that?
She has good taste, and she doesn't understand that you're not saying Innocence instead of Innocentus.
Siri's so anyway, not smart.
No. She even pronounces your street name wrong, and I won't say it. But anyway, this is called The Last Day.
Okay, let's have patience with this.
Moby, right there.
Is that him singing?
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a black gospel lady.
Who is that? Is that Skylar Grey?
No. That's from this whole set of old gospel stuff he uses as a sampling track. Skylar Grey.
Okay. Sounds like this would be played over the end credits of Ex Machina.
Yeah.
But the second end credit song.
Right.
Right.
I'm a sucker for lilty female vocals.
What is he saying?
Who? The background thing? I think it's like Better Look Yonder.
Oh, okay.
But who knows?
And how is this related to the sun?
It's not in the title.
It's not in the title. Boom.
One of my favorite Moby songs, and yes, I can say that. It's a great song.
It's my least favorite song.
It's a great song.
It wasn't bad.
I love the lyrics of it about, you know, this guy who's just so busy with life that he only steps out into the sun the day he dies, essentially. So don't do that, people. Let's get out of here.
He's very pale.
He's a very pale man. He's got to keep that sun. He's got to keep that bald head even. You know, he can't be out there.
He got an SPF 100 up top on that dome.
I think he attaches an umbrella to his head every time he walks out of the house.
Like an umbrella hat?
Umbrella hat. Yeah. Remember those? Only a big, gigantic one covers his whole body.
There's
powder.
Many songs with the word sun in the title by the Kinks, but I chose to play the one that Dave Davies sings lead on. And Dave's voice is, it's not as good as Ray's, obviously. And it's, what do they call it? An acquired taste. But this is from the album Something Else by the Kinks. This is in mono. Kyle loves mono. Ooh. This is Love Me Till the Sun Shines. You don't have to look at me. You don't have to smile at me. You just have to love me till the sun shines. You don't have to cook for me. You don't have to laugh with me. You just have to love me till the sun shines. Take my money, I don't mind. You can't leave such a helpless kind. It's really it sounds kind of like it's a mess, kind of. You know what I mean? It's like all chunky and
no,
like,
don't tune your guitar.
Yeah, I mean, it's really it
sounds like early Elvis Costello. Even the vocals are kind of like Elvis Costello.
A little bit. I think Elvis was produced a little better by Nick Lowe. But I do like that song. But it's an acquired taste.
Now is that solo? I don't know much about Dave.
No, that's from a Kinks album. That's from Something Else by the Kinks.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
Love Me Till the Sun Shines.
I don't listen to you.
Ray said, I don't like that one. You can sing that one.
Nothing from Kyle yet again? Come on, Kyle.
Yeah, comes. I'll do something.
I saw that I stole one of yours. You saw that was on my list, that top one?
This one? That's okay.
Okay. I'm digging that you have song number 4 on there. That's great.
Yeah, let's play that one.
All right. Talk about it. Talk about it.
This is from probably one of my, I would say, top 5 albums last year.
It's this band's in the top 3 or 4 of their albums.
Easily.
And on the Year in Review episode, no one liked this album but you and I. No one.
That's all right.
And I don't like to say, I don't like when people go, they're wrong or you're wrong. But this is a...
They don't give it a chance.
They don't give it a chance.
They just turned off of this... band.
Yep, they find out who the band is, and they immediately form an opinion.
Wait, who is it?
Let us know, Kyle.
This is Judas Priest.
Oh, I'm not going to like it. I can tell you right now.
This is from Firepower.
Okay.
This is Children of the Sun.
Love it.
Oh.
On the nations, world's help, her disguise. Pray for all that matters.
I've said it before. We had free tickets from Ricky Warwick of Black Star Riders because they were on the bill. We had great seats. It was a great show.
Yeah, everyone was great. They were great. Saxon was great.
Let's do that again.
Judas Priest.
They were great.
They were great.
Saxon was great.
There.
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest was great.
And who else?
Judas Priest.
Oh. Yeah. Now, before I heard that, I never had interest in like listening to Judas Priest at all, and now I realize I was right.
You could have been on our year-end edition of the show.
But here's what's interesting. So, I mean, the heavy metal sound, like what really differentiates it from like Chevelle?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like they're so close, but one I go I go I mean, it's good, but it's like for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm
like that too. Like with like, I don't really too. Like a Pantera,
right?
But I
like this.
Right.
Every all of our friends that are Judas Priest fans, Nate Treese,
and that's
Kristen Zach,
okay,
Travis Kennedy, I think likes Judas. Everyone that's a Judas Priest fan agrees that this is a killer Judas Priest album, without a doubt. So,
and that's. How old is that album? Is it the latest
it
album?
Came out yes,
it
last
came out
year.
Last year.
Yesterday. Last
came
year.
Out yesterday.
Came out yesterday.
What was that album born yesterday? As a matter of fact, it was.
Doesn't come out till next week. We got an exclusive right here. Rock solid.
And it was their first in like 10 years, right? Because the other one was
a long time.
And the other was like a double concept album about space and Nostradamus.
It takes them a long time to figure out how to write lyrics and backmasking to encourage children to kill themselves. So you can't expect, an album every year from them.
True.
Did we go me and then you Is that what happened?
I think I handed it off to him.
You did?
He okay. You
now
again.
It's,
I don't
now
care.
It's you. It's okay,
this one Pat's going to get mad at me about, but it...
Because it has nothing to do with the sun.
It's only symbolically related to the sun. It's a song called Bright as Yellow. It's by a band called The Innocence Mission.
I don't do symbolism,
I include it because The Innocence Mission is a very cool kind of alt-folk band with a lilty female lead singer, which I'm a sucker for.
Sucker for that.
And so figure, you know, you play the first 30 seconds of the song and people can decide if they want to look up The Innocence Mission catalog.
Play the first 10 and we'll decide
first
if we want to turn
and
it
that's
down.
It. It's very lilty, grown baby female vocals, I call it.
That's a good song. I like that song. It reminds me just a little bit of a Cyndi Lauper vocally. A little bit.
Yeah,
she's more
folky. And yeah. I would recommend that people listen to the earlier albums. As they did more albums, she got even more folky to the point that literally did an album of lullabies. So some of it gets a little snoozy for me. But the earlier few are really good. So... check them out at innocencemission.com.
It's an album of lullabies. The first five songs are lullabies, and then the last five are them just talking about you.
No, they're actually Judas Priest.
My next, and this band is interesting. This is brother and sisters. This is three brothers, and they're three, actually, I guess, would it be half sisters?
No.
Stepsisters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Three brothers and three stepsisters, or three sisters and three stepbrothers. And they're known as the Brady Bunch, and this is
they live in a house that has two floors yet has a second floor.
It has a second floor, but from the outside it's split level.
Oh, they're building it though now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you
they're
look,
building
at
the second floor now.
But
literally.
On the show, that house has a second floor, and if you look from the outside, it's not a split level.
I know
he was an architect.
He's an architect, so maybe he must have been a really good architect because he made me think that house didn't have a second floor, and it did.
Yeah. But HGTV is retconning the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I'm watching that show for sure.
Me too.
Absolutely,
no question.
And Eve Plum, who played Jan Brady, she was just on an episode of the Dave Holmes show Crashing a couple weeks ago, and she was fantastic. Yeah.
Let's check it out. She's in a movie called Blue Ruin, too.
That's a great movie.
Oh, my
you mean
gosh.
Pete Holmes?
Who did I say?
Dave Holmes.
Dave Holmes. Same thing.
Oh.
Pete Holmes.
Well, Dave Holmes is good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pete Holmes. Sorry. Holmes.
Yeah, Crashing is a great
did you
show.
See Blue Ruin?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Good movie.
What about Sherlock Holmes?
No.
Which one? Which incarnate? with Cumberbatch?
Sure.
Or with Doctor Strange or with Iron Man?
Doctor Strange.
By the way, now you brought this up, so now I'm on a tangent. Sherlock Holmes and Watson from the Robert Downey Jr. movie, yep. Both of those actors are now in Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes and Watson from the Benedict Cumberbatch show, both of those actors are in Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Soon, everyone will be in a Marvel movie.
Johnny Lee Miller, not in a Marvel movie.
Not in a Marvel movie. Lucy Liu, nope. She's in that Charlie's Scrubs, is what I call that movie. Charlie's Angels.
Making a new Charlie's Angels.
Please don't. Unless they're going to.
Banks directed it. I think she's playing Charlie or Bosley, maybe.
All right. With Elizabeth, now, is it going to be a comedy or are they going to play it straight up?
I don't know.
That's what I hate when they take like.
It's Melissa McCarthy, Rebel Wilson, and.
Well, as long as they're not.
Sandra Bullock.
As long as they're not Ghostbusters, because Ghostbusters are boys. Let's hear It's a Sunshine Day by the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine. we'll go for a walk outside.
I think there's a part where it gets like psychedelic too in there somewhere.
Well, you know, before I heard that song, I'd never listened to the Brady Bunch. And I realized I made the right decision with that too. So.
Look, I'm telling you, these kids, they went on a TV show and they won the grand prize so that they could send their parents to the fuck motel.
Oh, okay. Did Bobby ever become a sunshine girl or whatever it was?
I don't know. I know Peter's voice cracked for a while.
And that was a big... That was just
time to change. You've got to rearrange.
What if because the football episode where Marcia breaks her nose was so popular that then every episode she broke her nose?
That would be great.
She like just walks into a room and they like throw a vase at her.
That might happen in the Brady Bunch movie. Mm.
I think it something like that happened.
Might happen in real life.
What if when they're renovating this house, if she just gets hit in the nose with a hammer?
So are they bringing the
cast back?
Because obviously they're not too.
Yeah, the cast back, yeah. Except for Robert Reed, he's passed.
And Florence Henderson.
No, they're bringing him too.
But the cat,
they're going to dig him up in the yard.
Wheeling him in.
I don't know if Alice is alive or not, but all the kids are alive, and they're going to renovate that house for real.
Yeah,
they said it. I can't imagine people not of my age watching that show.
Christopher Knight swinging a sledgehammer around.
Go to Facebook.
Knocking out the brick.
It's on Facebook. They even have some YouTube clips of them showing what they're going to do.
Oh, no, there's a cobweb.
Yes. I can't wait. Is the dog still alive? Is Tiger still alive?
I doubt it.
He'd be like 40.
Now they're going to put turf in the backyard, right?
They probably will make some drought-resistant things.
I can tell you, Maureen McCormick looks exactly the same.
She looks pretty good.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's
she's crazy. Still pretty cute. And Christopher Knight is pretty good looking dude too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the other one, Scrubs.
Scrubs, terrible.
You knew who's getting all the camera time. Marsha, why don't you retile the bathroom in this bikini?
Are you a producer on this show? Are you a misogynist, horrible person?
What's happening with you?
Peter's voice is going to crack. He's going to have a hard time selling the house.
We have a solid
offer. When it's time to grout. You've got to shout it out.
You are.
When it's time to paint, you've got to see Marcia's tent.
Then you know what they should do? They should all have to live in that house for a year.
Ooh.
Oh, together.
Yeah.
That'd be great. This is great. I love it.
Okay, edit that out. You're giving away all your stuff, all man. Right. That's. You got to sell that to him.
What's your song that's
Brady
not
Brother?
Okay, let's hear Daryl's next song about the sun.
This is the most on-the-nose song, and you can like play it like the very first little bit, and it just is like obligatory for anything about the
song.
We
did a whole episode about these guys.
Yeah, so we get it out of the way.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built. Temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light. We need.
Stop it already! I still just feel like this band, I mean, they might be giants to me, still feels like it's like a parody band or a joke
for
band.
For children?
Yeah, I just don't know why. I'm sorry, Steve O'Dockerson. Yeah. I don't know why it, to my ears, it doesn't sound
right. Like music.
Like music that I would listen to, like really pull it out and listen to, like I listen to the other garbage I like.
But then, of course, they had to edit this song because it's incorrect. Did you hear about that?
No.
Because it's not a mass of incandescent gas, it's plasma. So they changed it
They're not scientists.
No, they changed it to it's a miasma of
incandescence. They might be scientists.
They might be scientists. Anyway, they changed it to it's a miasma of incandescent plasma.
So I like the name that they might be giants because to some other creature, they might be.
They might be.
Yeah.
I only listened to, I've actually never intentionally listened to that song. The only other song of theirs I can even name is Little Birdhouse in Your Soul. Which I liked when I heard it and still like when I hear it, which is like never, but I've never listened to any of their stuff.
All right. My next band is a band that I play them often and people don't get on board with this band. They're called Black Country Communion.
No.
It's like, Kyle, you don't like them at all.
No, I don't like from their name. They're out. They're shitty amateur album covers.
Sounds racist.
It's just like,
you might
yeah.
like this album cover. You might like.
No, I
racist,
don't.
Click on anti-religious.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, it looks like someone who thinks they can draw comic books drew it.
It's like someone who's doing the Crow comic book.
Yes. It's,
all right. This is from their third album. Afterglow.
This might be their best cover too, and I don't like it.
This is from their third album, Afterglow. And this song is called...
The title doesn't even make sense.
This song is called Midnight Sun. Sun. Jason Bonham on drums, it's Glenn Hughes on vocals, it's Joe Bonamassa on guitar.
It's like if Volbeat wanted to be Led Zeppelin. It's just...
I like that band. BCC is what I call them. Black Country Communion.
Blind Carbon Copy.
Okay,
you don't, you don't want anyone to know you're listening to it, so you blind carbon copy it.
You're up, man. You're up.
All right. Number seven, an obligatory U2 song called Gone does not have sun in the title.
By the way... The other song from this band, The Oven You List, is my playout song.
Okay, I'll kill
right.
it.
All right, kill it.
It's an obvious one.
It is an obvious one, but it's a great song.
It's a great song.
All right, so this one is called, it's from Pop.
Called Gone.
An album I still can't get into. I like it better than I used to, but I can't get into it yet.
There's two songs in there that need to go away, and they need to put maybe some of the B-sides on there instead, and that's... Playboy Mansion in Miami.
Okay.
Those can just go away forever and never be heard again. Without those two songs, it's a fantastic album.
But this one's called Gone.
Gone.
Does it say sun in it somewhere?
It says sun in it.
I hope so.
Where it says sun, I won't even have to give the signal. You'll know.
It's the sun shines over the Playboy Mansion in Miami.
That's exactly how it goes. That's a good song. You should write that.
Not bad. That's a good tune.
That's a great
song.
That's
a really great tune.
Love that song.
That's one of the ones I like on the album.
One of my favorite, I guess it'd be a deep cut. They did it in concert on that tour, but I don't think they've played it since then.
They should pull that one out, definitely.
That's really good. Okay.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do, no one's going to like this one.
Oh, that's okay.
I feel like no one's going to like this
one. It'll give us something to mock.
I love this one. This is, Kyle, one of your mom's favorite artists. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
James Taylor.
Oh,
Murray always makes the sleepy noise. I love James Taylor. This is from his classic Sweet Baby James album. This is called Sunny Skies. This could be on a kid's album.
Sunny skies sleeps in the morning. He doesn't know when to rise. He closes his weary eyes upon the day. Look at him yawning, throwing his morning hours away.
The sun is tired.
He knows how to ease down slowly. Everything is fine in the end, and you will be pleased to know the sunny skies hasn't a friend.
I get the same amount of enjoyment from Sunny Skies as I do from Children of the Sun by Judas Priest. I love both of those songs in the same.
When I hear the song, because he's a quite the curmudgeon, I can picture him just like among like Muppet flowers dancing, and him just being so irritated, like irritated. Kicking them.
Just also, and then
the sun would have a face on it, yeah. And he'd be smiling.
He'd be like growling at the sun. The sun would go away. But this kind of cloud.
I think he's way more mellowed out now. I think he is.
In the mid to late 70s, when James Taylor was really popular, I was in high school at Cass Tech in downtown Detroit, and I was one of very few white people. And it was really surprising that all of my friends, of course, who were black, loved James Taylor among all the other soul music and rhythm and blues and whatever else was going on at that time. It was just strange to have this really, what I even thought was a pretty boring, low-key white guy be so popular among the black kids in Detroit. I don't know if it was nationwide or just a local thing, but he was
I wonder why that was. I mean, like one, because he's not hip.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think it might have to do, what always impressed me with him, and I've never gone out of my way to listen a lot to him, but his voice is just so effortless.
And the guitar playing is also
effortless. So there was just something about it that just struck. It didn't matter. It just cut across all cultural boundaries that he was. That's why he was so popular.
That's why we love him.
That's why we love
bringing people together.
JT, James Taylor.
Sweet a baby, a James. Hi.
I don't call him that.
I'm going to play one, Kyle. No, it's Daryl's turn. I'm so sorry, Daryl.
Oh, we got to take turns. We have to take turns like children.
I'm looking over this band. This is a great album. It's a one-off.
The one I'm going to say?
I think so, yeah.
Zwan.
Do you like that cover, Kyle?
I love that cover. Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Zwan.
It's so neat. That's the word I would have used.
We're going to talk about the album cover from Zwan.
You know what? Probably groovy is the right word. But it is a one-off album. It is Billy Corgan, after whatever happened to Smashing Pumpkins happened, he put this band together and made an album that beginning to end is fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is a song called El Sol, which means in Spanish, thus soul is what that means.
It doesn't mean the sun?
Oh, wait. Well, maybe you're right.
Oh, damn it.
I had it wrong all these years.
Say sun in there?
Great song.
Yeah, he did.
Sunshine and Sympathy.
All right. I didn't pick that up.
It's called El Sol, which means in Spanish, the soul.
All right.
So, you know, I fulfilled all of my obligations with that song.
I saw the movie Coco. I get it.
Yeah, well, that whole album is really good. I recommend you find it. The problem is it's not on Apple Music. I think you have to find the CD. I don't know why. There's some weird thing with it, but it's great. It's got a real kind of 70s feel to it.
It does.
Very long song called, what is it even called? Mary Star of the Sea / Jesus Eye. I think he was in some kind of religious phase, but it's got this really extended long middle section of fuzzy guitar solo, which sounds like late 60s, early 70s. Really good stuff.
Cool.
Better than, I think, anything even with the reunion of Smashing Pumpkins. I think this album is better than
I think so too.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Kyle, what do you got for us?
This is something Daryl won't like.
Uh-oh. You don't know me. You don't know me that way.
This is...
Hold on a second. We have an intruder.
No! It's her again!
What's that?
Rita and her friends want to go on a picnic.
Okay.
You know the black bag I got you for the dock?
Yeah, it's in the fish bathroom.
Fish bathroom.
Yeah. You're welcome. That all sounded like we were speaking in code.
Your kids want to go on a picnic.
And remember the bag I got you for the dock?
The bag at the white powdery dock that we're going to with the black bag.
The kids want to know where the cocaine is.
Bottom line is, that's what it is. Where's the Coke bag?
This is Iron Maiden.
Yes.
This is from their 2006 album, yes. Matter of Life and Death, which I am on record saying I don't really like.
But you do like this song?
Not really, but it had Sun in it, and it wasn't Sun and Steel, so I like elements of this song, but it's...
And you knew he'd yell at you if it didn't have Sun in the title.
Do you like this album cover?
Again.
No, I hate it.
he hates everything about it. Here it is. Enjoy.
Not it's like an Avenged Sevenfold album cover. This is Brighter Than a Thousand Suns.
Let's hear it. I'm on board. Yeah.
And then it does that for about...
I don't hate that.
5 minutes.
But I don't hate that. And see, that to me, that's like halfway between Chevelle, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Judas Priest. Mm-hmm. Like that, I don't know what it is about it. It's a little more melodic maybe than Judas Priest. It doesn't sound like standard heavy metal. It's not prog rock, as other people have said. But
all right,
it's better than Judas Priest.
Now, Kyle, my next song you have on your list too, so I'm going to give that song to you, but play my version because it's the 2017 better. Remastered. So when it's your turn, play my version.
Okay.
And skip down to this song. This is Super Sounds of the 70s from 1971. The artist is Jonathan Edwards. I don't know anything about him. All I know...
called Jedwards.
Jedwards is what you call him? Is that his married... Is that if you married his names together? Sure. Jedwards? And this is a song that I imagine most people have heard before in some form or another. This is called Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. He tells me I better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine,
I want to see where this song charted. Let's see.
It's a good song. It's like what they'd play in a movie where like a son reconciled with his dad and they went on a road trip, you know, and bonded. That song would be playing in the background.
Also, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, give Jonathan Edwards a call.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This peaked at number 4 on Billboard Hot 100 song charts in 1972. Mm-hmm.
And is he still alive, Jonathan Edwards?
Jonathan Edwards?
Is he still alive?
Maybe he can play Groot.
let me see if he's still alive. Oh, it looks like he is. Yeah, he's born in 1946. He's 72 years old. Mm-hmm. He hails from Minnesota. And still...
Singer slash actor.
I guess he's still doing it.
Wow.
I guess.
Is that what you're saying? Jonathan Edwards is the singer?
Jonathan Edwards is not an actor.
Slash... actor. He's a Slash actor.
No one knew anything.
He acts like Slash. He puts on a wig and a top hat and plays bass.
That's right.
Guitar.
I would think that was...
Slash plays guitar.
Whatever. I've heard that song a bunch of times, and I always thought it was James Taylor. You know,
yeah, right.
Sweet Baby James.
Mm-hmm. One of those songs.
JT.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us, Daryl?
Okay, this one is a total rebellion thing, because I try, whenever I have an opportunity, to sneak a Paper Kite song into Rock Solid whenever I can. This is called Renegade... And give it about a minute. But it says sun in the lyrics, so that's all. As far as I understand, that was what I was supposed to do.
And the world like I've never seen. And once I walked the rhythm in my old dead way, part of the evolving age. But I heard the warning from that young man's lips, and he said the times would change.
Never heard it?
Paper Kites.
Like it?
Everyone go out, listen to everything Paper Kites makes because it's all good. It's all very cover. Eclectic.
That's cool album cover.
That looks like it would be Imagine Dragons album cover.
It's a...
Yeah, but then they have talent.
Yeah. It's supposed to represent 4 in the morning. It's called 12-4.
I see.
Oh, yeah, I see. It's like a clock face.
I thought it might be like a kite because of the angle of it. Kind of looking like a stack of kites.
Maybe you see another layer. But all of this... Sam Bennett is the songwriter for this, and that whole album, he wrote all of the songs between 12 midnight and 4 in the morning.
Oh, great.
And it's... Solid album.
Well, how dare you introduce new music on this show?
I know. I did send you...
New and classic.
I sent you one already. You already played one from that album. You played one called Electric Indigo.
I believe I did.
Because
I
shoehorned my way in again because I said I'm not doing your artwork unless I get a song in there.
Everything runs together.
It does.
My next song's from 19... Oh, no. Like I'll let you play one, Kyle. You can even play
that.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to play the one that... This one. This is a Ramon song's California Sun. This is a song that I never remember the title of.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going out with where I belong. When the days are short and the lights are long. And I walk, and I walk. I choose, and I choose. And I shoot, and I shoot. And I fly. And they're black, but they were out there having fun in the warm California sun. When I'm going out west down on the coast.
Cool.
That's the whole song?
That's it.
That's it. You played it all. You played the whole entire song. Good job.
So is that in heavy rotation for you, Kyle, or is that just something you did?
That was when it came up. I was like, oh, I like that. I was like, oh, what song's this? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do like this song. So I just threw it in there.
Now, people tell me that their name is not really Ramones and they're not really related. Is that true? I don't know if there's any information about that.
Yeah, even Pilar last week, she's like, because I was like, it's hard to believe that all the Ramones are dead. And she said something like, yeah, I mean, it's really weird that, you know, all brothers would... I go, they're not brothers.
Okay.
She's like, they're not? I go, no. She's like, oh, okay.
All right, I accidentally insulted your wife, and she wasn't even here. Sorry, Pilar.
This is a song from Def Leppard. This version comes from the Def Leppard EP, which was released in 1979. It was like their first independent release before On Through the Night came out. And this is a song called Ride... And there's many versions of this song, but this is the original version. This is Ride Into the Sun. Basically some teenagers, you know what I mean, laying down with, you know, a rock song that they wrote.
Now, does that sound a lot different than later Def Leppard? I mean, I only know the hits.
I mean, later Def Leppard is big production. This is very stripped down. So yeah, it's cool.
I saw, I think it was an Onion headline the other day that says, cocky Def Leppard drummer amputates other arm.
I hope he has a sense of humor about that. Why wouldn't you when you lose an arm?
Yes. It's the funniest thing that could happen to you.
My joke used to be they should have just attached a giant drumstick to his stump. He could hit the gong with it at the end of the show. Daryl, what do you got for us?
Okay.
Are you going to follow up early GarageBand Def Leppard?
I'm not going to follow that up at all. This is a kind of an unusual artist that most people may not have heard of. Her name is Tanita Tikaram. And she's been around for a little while, late 90s or mid 90s, I think. Oh, no, late 80s, actually. Sorry.
That's this, not her real name.
Yes, Tanita Tikaram.
Tanita Tikaram.
Tanita Tikaram.
It's Tanita Tikaram.
She does a really weird style, and she has a husky voice for a woman.
Tanita Tikaram has a very husky voice.
She's a tiny lady with a husky voice.
It's also a Harry Potter character, right?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yes, the Tikaram. I think it's a curse.
She was in charge of the Order of the Phoenix, I believe.
Yeah, I think you do the, you know, wave the wand and say, Tanita Tikaram, and people start talking with a husky voice. But it's called He Likes the Sun.
Feel so hot, why don't you feel for me?
Sexy.
If you can feel so much, why don't you let it out and let me be alone again? I keep watch, that's alright, 'cause it comes in this real likes the sun. See the cornered clown.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
He likes the sun.
Where is she from again?
I have no idea. I think she was raised in England, but I think she's of maybe Middle Eastern heritage. Maybe. Sorry if I got that wrong, Janita. I know you're listening. That is from an album called Ancient Heart. She had a hit off that album called Twist in My Sobriety, which is also a very good song, but does not have sun in the title. So I didn't get to hear it.
That's very nice.
Today. Yeah, check her out.
Tanita
Tikaram.
She's born in West Germany.
West Germany, that's what I said.
In Munster.
Munster, West Germany.
How old is she?
49.
Too young for you.
Youngster.
She's Indo-Fijian. Oh, I'm sorry. Her father was Indo-Fijian and her mother was Sarawakian.
I don't know what that is.
Wow, she's very...
It's a state in Malaysia.
Whatever information I had was totally incorrect, but that album called Ancient Heart and then the follow-up was called The Sweet Keeper, I still listen to often, and I'm sure she has newer stuff that I should probably listen to, but...
She had an acoustic album, 2018, called Acoustic.
Yep, that's an inventive name for it.
Closer to the People, 2016, so...
Got quite a few albums there.
Yeah, she's got a
prolific.
A niche. She's prolific. She's very very creative.
It looks like they all kind of go in the top 50 in like Austria and Germany.
That's good.
Yeah, so U.S. Okay. We don't
find your niche. Do it. Stick it out.
Yeah, she's really good.
All right, let's go with
that's one of her albums. Find your niche. Stick it out.
Find your niche. Stick it out.
Let's go with a former guest, friend of the show. We call her Double L. We don't call her that.
Yeah, we do.
Lisa Loeb, this is from her album, The Way It Really Is. This is a song called I Control the Sun.
Ooh.
I control the sun. I turn on the stars. I make all the colors that you see. As you circle me, I open up the sky. I control the speed. I can make the green lights flash. I can make you crash. Barely makes a sound. Stop when you slow down. But I can't make you see things the way I see things. I can't make you feel things the way I feel them. I can't wait around for you. I've got better things to do. 'Cause I control the sun. I cool down the heat.
Lovely slow.
I never get tired of her voice.
No, me neither.
She is so good.
So fun.
Yeah, I love everything she does.
Except maybe, love it.
Except I was disappointed with that pancake, though. She had a song called
Disappointing Pancake.
Pancake.
I get it.
I liked the song. Didn't like the pancake.
That's a children's album.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
Even for children. Kyle, play a song quickly, please.
I just want to see you guys.
I got another one if you want.
Just want to see you guys flounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a song you will recognize.
Okay.
Because it is a cover.
Don't tell us.
But this version is by Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ghost. The Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes
I don't really like this cover, but
it's the saddest.
But it's a
version.
Cover.
Yeah, it's like a weirdly dark
it's
version of it's like
if you want to kill yourself to a formerly happy song, that's the one. To,
little wow. darling,
interesting though.
It's been a long, cool, lonely.
Wow. Okay,
you're up, Daryl.
Me? All right.
I think so.
This has "Sun" in the title. It's a band called Ivy, again, kind of a lilty female lead vocal. This is from an album called Long Distance, which honestly is the only album of theirs I listen to, and they have quite a few out, but I got stuck on this one, and I do like it, and it's just to introduce people to this wonderful band called Ivy, coming up to you right now.
I believe that people are going to be downloading a lot of songs courtesy of Daryl Asher.
Well, that's my job here, is to find weird music that's and introduce it to the world, or at least to the listeners
that
of Rock Solid.
What I think. My next song...
Adam Schlesinger is in this band.
Oh.
Is it the same Adam Schlesinger?
It seems to be.
How many are there? How many Adam Schlesingers are there?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, it is him.
From Fountains of Wayne.
And Tinted Windows. Yeah, and Ivy.
That's how they say it in England. They get Tinted Windows.
Tinted Windows and Fountains of Wayne. And Ivy.
Tinted. Are your windows tinted? Went down to your car today. Your windows are tinted. Tinted window.
Too much.
Hey, have you watched the new Ricky Gervais show on Netflix?
Oh, no.
You don't like him?
It's fine. I'm sick of his stuff.
I watched the first episode. I liked it a lot because he's a guy that his wife dies and he just decides, well, I have nothing really to live for. He doesn't want to kill himself, but he's just going to, so he decides he's going to be an asshole, basically, to which Pilar said, yeah. How's that different from Ricky Gervais?
True.
The Ricky Gervais story.
But I don't like assholes in real life, but I get a kick out of people just being an asshole. You know what I mean? But he's not really an asshole. He's just calling people on their stupid bullshit.
So which just, I do he's like. Just Larry David.
Basically Larry David. It's Ricky David. Okay, my next song is by Nick Lowe. It's from an album called Nick the Knife. It's called Stick It Where the Sun Don't Shine.
Shines.
Don't Shine.
Your lust for life is lost in a packet.
Kyle, you were bopping your head on that one.
Yeah.
That's too happy for the message, though.
Fun song.
I must.
Kyle, my next song on the list you also have, so why don't you take it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the Kooks. We saw them.
Kooks. This is the album's called Conk because it was recorded at the Kinks Conk Studio. So the Kooks recorded at the Kinks Conk and named their album Conk after the Kinks Studio named Conk. Here's the Kooks.
Have you seen the movie Kink Conk?
I have not seen Kink Conk, but I heard that it's pretty good.
Commentary track. What? Really,
this is called what?
See the Sun.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say what I did say. What by lovers and how they said lay. Well, that was never for me to say and say. Don't you see now how I pay? I see the sun rising and all you see is it.
Daryl asked me to explain the Kooks sound to him last night. I really couldn't explain it to them.
It's pretty good.
How would I explain that to you?
Some instruments and singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty,
songs.
It's almost it's,
you know, like a song. Like
it has like
a song
like with a melody and a beat.
Yeah, with a singer and
Does
a drummer.
Does it have to be easy to dance to? Or can it just have a good beat? Does it have to have both? If it has a good beat, are you going to automatically?
If it has a good beat, I think you can.
It's
easy to dance to if it has a good beat.
A little bit of his vocals sounded like young Bono to me.
A little
bit,
just
a little bit. Not as more harmony and stuff, but yeah, that's kind of. I don't know how you'd explain that.
I saw him on an interview, the singer, and they asked him what was the first thing he did once he started to make money, and he said he got his windows tinted. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
And they were tinted too much, and he got a tint.
I like that. I like that kind of a joke. What do you got for us?
We'll call that a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is to me. You've never heard what I say, so that's a joke to me.
Oh, good. This one is just purely kind of for fun. It's another Blue October.
Oh,
one,
double dipping on the band.
For my wife.
Double dipping.
Oh, there'll be another double dip in
I
a
know.
Second. But this
you did a triple dip. You did a triple double.
Triple double. Whatever. I'm the guest.
Which is my favorite thing to eat over an In-N-Out burger.
Animal style.
A triple double would be six patties.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
Sounds good to me.
Kill me.
But
animal style.
But this is a weird, kind of a weird Blue October song called Blue Skies because it actually is like the melody of the old Blue Skies Smiling at Me, but then he puts different lyrics to it. And my young bride, Jennifer, had no idea when she heard the song that it was actually a kind of remake of a really old song because I'm really old. And I explained it to her. She goes, really? And I said, yeah, it's like Etta James or all, you know, all kinds of old people sang the original version of this. So play it as long as you want, 5, 10, 20 minutes.
Skies. Calling on blue skies. Don't take them away, boys. Don't take them away. Cause I'll never stop loving my. I bend to both knees, raise my hands up to the sky. Forgive me. There's something out there far beyond the clouds. I'm asking, help me. Help me to see the world through baby eyes and hold them closely. I need a fresh start on the roller coaster made of coasting. It's time to wake up, time to make up, time to shake these memories. It's time to leave the past in the past and lace up a new set of shoestrings. I want the world to know I got your back through up and down, see, so we can sit together side by side.
That's a good tune.
It makes me wonder if he even knows he ripped it off. Maybe he owes a bunch of royalties for that song because it's so similar to the chorus of the other song, only the words
kids.
Are different.
Be original,
come
kids.
Come on, Justin Furstenfeld. Get it together. That's his name.
Furstenfeld.
Furstenfeld. Furstenfeld, first in our hearts.
Kyle, do you have another song or are you done?
I'm done.
You're out. Okay.
He's out. He's outy.
Let's go with the aforementioned. Nope. Let's go with. Rock and Peace, Mr. Tom Petty. This is from Into the Great Wide Open. This song is called The Dark of the Sun, produced by Jeff Lynne.
I saw you sail across the river underneath Orion's soil. In your eyes there was a freedom I had never known before. Hey, yeah, yeah. In the dark of the sun.
sun. We will stand together. Yeah, we will stand as one.
Good deal.
It makes me want to listen to more Tom Petty. I never listened to a lot of his stuff.
I never listened to any.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
You got a I'm looking right past you at a Tom Petty. Well, of course, just because you have it here doesn't mean you listen to it or read it or pay any attention to it.
How dare you?
Well,
I don't collect junk.
You're a collector.
I don't collect just to be a collector.
I have pictures that say otherwise.
I've listened to, sure, I haven't read those books, but those I got most of those for free, too. I guarantee I did.
Uncle Patrick, did you read all those books?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Ask me anything about him. I'm not dumb. I'm smart. What's your next turn?
My next one.
Is this your last one?
No, I have two. Do you want me to do?
No,
skip
you do
to the last.
You
one?
Do one.
Okay.
I'll do one.
Okay.
You do one, and then we do the play out, and then we're okay. done.
All right. Double dipping with paper kites, but this is homage to you, Patrick.
I want ice cream because you said double dipping.
Okay, let's go right now and get
two
it.
Scoops.
You got it.
You can't eat ice cream, right, Kyle?
Two scoops are raisins.
I do like Raisin Bran, though. I said, but I love Raisin Bran.
A double, triple, and
if it
a double
if it were
dip.
Craisin Bran, I'd be on board.
What if it was two scoops of chocolate chips? Are you all over that cereal?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Although I don't really like a chocolate cereal.
You don't like Cocoa Puff?
No.
Cocoa Pebbles?
Pebbles?
Nope. I don't like cocoa or Fruity Pebbles.
How about just chocolate milk with...
Yeah, you like chocolate
I like
milk?
A glass of chocolate milk or soy milk.
So take
or
it's
almond
it's
milk.
The end of Cocoa Puffs, you have a bowl
yeah,
full
of
milk.
Yeah, but I don't like the cereal.
You have a bowl full of warm chocolate milk.
So
I love
pour
Cocoa
some
Puffs.
Chocolate milk, put some Frosted Flakes in it.
It's one of my top cereals.
What's the kind that doesn't break, like Captain Crunch? Put Captain Crunch in chocolate milk, then you can have bleeding mouth and chocolate milk.
How is there not a chocolate Captain Crunch of some sort?
Sometimes there is. There's one that they're trying to pass off that there's it's chocolate Captain Crunch with like strawberry balls or some bullshit.
Welcome to the most popular podcast, cereal.
I didn't hear about
what is,
cereal.
What are your top five cereals?
Top five cereals?
Top five cereals.
Like fun cereals or just in general?
Kyle? Oh, no, serious
top
ones.
Top five.
I love the Honey Bunches of Oats.
Serious
okay,
cereals.
Here we go. Hold on.
I love Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay.
I like Smacks / Golden Crisp, but they're the same. Whatever one doesn't have E. coli at the time.
Okay.
I like Lucky Charms.
Okay.
Corn Pops.
Okay.
And then, I mean, the fifth one's a toss-up, but I'll just say, for the sake of time, I like Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Okay. Here's mine. I'll do the crossover first. Corn Pops.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like Cocoa Puffs. I like Honeycomb.
Never got into Honeycomb.
I like Captain Crunch. And then my last one is, boy, I had it, and now I can't remember what the last one, what was the last one?
Was it Corn Chex?
No. Corn Pops?
The worst.
Corn Pops.
Rice, the worst of
rice
Chex.
Honeycombs. Cocoa
I do
Puffs.
Like regular Chex sometimes. I like Kix as well.
Captain Crunch. No, Kix is bullshit. Because Kix is the cereal you think is going to be a sugary cereal, and then you go, hey, fucking bullshit.
We should call it Trix.
It should be called Trix. I can't think of a fourth one right now.
Or a fifth one.
Or count.
I can't think of a fifth one or count.
Daryl, what
here.
About you?
What about
kind
you? You
cereal?
Got five cereals?
I can name all kinds of cereals, but I eat cereal maybe... three times a year.
Let me guess. Big Shredded Wheat.
No. No. I can tell you.
OG Shredded Wheat.
Mucilix. Is that a cereal?
I have a box of cereal that's probably been in my cabinet for a year, and I think I just finished it.
Old Cashy.
Apple Jacks.
Ooh.
Ooh. They're Apple delicious. Jacks.
They're delicious.
They are pretty good.
But Apple I rarely
I like
eat
a Fruit
cereal.
Loop.
Oh, Fruit
just
Loop's
one,
good.
Just
yeah,
one.
Yeah, just
Fruit
one.
Loop.
A single.
Fruit Loops,
you
good. Put, like you get the big one.
One big Fruit
that's
Loop.
That's like the shredded wheat that you used to have to cut up, but it's Fruit Loop.
Yeah,
shredded Fruit Loop.
Ah, all right, I'm gonna go have some cereal.
Just
put
Apple Jacks
cream.
As your number five.
All right, what's your next?
All right, so Quisp. This I ooh, see, when I was a kid, they had a contest: Quisp versus Quake.
Yeah, we talked about that one. Quangaroos.
They introduced Quisp that the orange one.
You guys are gonna make me start eating cereal again.
I hope
I'm gonna blame you for it.
Make America cereal
make
again.
America
right?
Cereal again. it. So this is a song by Macca. Paper Kites called Paper Kites, again called Bloom. It's from an album called Woodland, because of where you live.
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, which is a beautiful
name. Basically
giving
away your entire address today.
Beautiful name for a place to live, isn't it? Woodland Hills.
Didn't stick with the topic
at all. Don't think of it. It says sun in it. You'll get to it.
This is like Speed Bump Circus all over again.
No, this is no, it's better along. Company.
When I wake and the sun is coming through, oh, you fill my lungs with sweetness and you fill my head with you. Shall I write it in a letter? Shall I try to get it down? Fill my head with pieces of a song I can't get out. Can I be close to you? Ooh.
It's a nice song.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
It's off of their early EP, first EP.
All right, we're going to play I Like Songs in Mono. So this is from the Beatles Mono box set. It's from the album Revolver. That's Mike Siegel's favorite Beatles album, right?
I've heard of it.
This is Good Day, Sunshine. My drumming's as good as Ringo's.
Absolutely.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining.
Okay, let's do it real quick. Daryl, favorite Beatle.
Daryl doesn't like the Beatles.
Pete Best.
God. Kyle, favorite Beatle?
Paul.
Mine's Paul. Worst?
Paul.
Paul. Paul. Okay, least favorite Beatle?
Pete Best. Pete Worst.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
Least favorite Beatle. It's a question.
John Lennon always strikes me as an asshole. So,
okay, John Lennon. John Lennon.
Oh, yeah, mine's John. Easy.
Okay,
yeah.
Mine's Yoko. So cool. No, mine's John too. Mine is John also. So.
I didn't come here to listen to all the John Lennon hate.
Yeah, I didn't want everyone to just pie dog pile on Lennon.
No, this album's named after what killed him, right?
Okay. We're closing down. We're closing down. All right. We hope you enjoyed this run of the podcast. There will be no more.
The dark, dark humor of Kyle Dodson. All right. You have one more song, right?
I have one more song, and you may as well just play the whole minute and a half of it. It is the last song from Dark Side of the Moon, appropriately for a Sun episode called
No, not that one.
Eclipse.
Daryl's list.
Yeah, he has one more. That's right.
Yeah, that one. Cool.
Eclipse. It's kind of a list of things and then a closing thing.
So we're going to start it at the beginning?
Yeah. Right. It's like the whole thing's like a minute and 20 seconds, then it starts fading out. So.
This is from Dark Side of the Sun.
Moon.
Damn
Dark
it.
Side of the Moon.
All that you touch and all that you see, all that you taste, all you feel, and all that you love and all that you hate, all you distrust, all you save, and all that you give and all that you deal. All that you buy, make, borrow, or steal, and all you create, and all you destroy, and all that you do, and all that you say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet,
and all you
and all that you slight, and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in view, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon.
Nice, I like that. We played the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ready for Roger Waters to sue us.
Well, there's some, you know, heartbeat that fades out, and then you hear some voices that drive my wife crazy because she hates sound effects on songs.
And it this album does not sync up with The Wizard of Oz at all.
Nope, nope.
Depends on what you've dropped in your sugar pill.
It actually syncs up with Batman Forever. So we are.
What if you just add up that's a podcast, just Dark Side of the Blank, and then you just sync that up with any movie?
With any movie.
You're giving away all your best ideas, Kyle. Sorry. Well, it's because you're leaving LA anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
Thanks.
Well, I'm not going to miss you because I don't live here, but.
Rock in peace, Kyle. So let's promote a little bit. Daryl Asher, where can we find you on the web or on Twitter?
Creatively at darylasher.com, which is my photography.
Mm-hmm.
It'll
nudes,
mostly nudes. It'll go to a thing called brightstudio.com, but that's me.
Cool.
Also creatively, Daryl Asher at Twitter and on Facebook.
All right. And you,
and Instagram.
Scale 1 to 10. How good of a photographer do you rate yourself?
I'd go 12, 13.
Really? Because earlier you couldn't work a phone camera.
Well, that was the phone's fault, and it was the first time my
It was your phone. It was your own phone.
Well, I know, but it was taking pictures of three lovely men.
Nudniks.
And it stopped working. It was really weird. All I can tell you is I've done photography for 35 years, and I'm about a fourth of the way into being a decent photographer.
All right. It's a skill. It's a learned skill.
You can never know everything about it. You can never know everything about it.
It's,
you know.
Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny.
I am.
Soon to be in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Brookline. Kirkland. Yep. Kirkland is what
Kirkland,
we call it. Yeah, right? We are at, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny. We are at Rock Solid Show. You can go to rocksolidpodcast.com for everything about the show. It'll give you a link to Patreon page. It'll give you a link to buy t-shirts and you can listen to the episodes through there, all that kind of stuff. Also, I'm at Pat_Francis. Feel free to go and write us a nice iTunes review. I don't think we've had one for a while. Let me look.
Oh, you'll get them on this episode.
Let's look. Let's see. This is always fun. Some people don't like to read their reviews, good or bad. Kyle and I like to read them good or bad, correct?
Yes.
Because I just like a person that takes the time out to go and write you a bad review. I think that's hysterical.
We didn't come here for cereal talk.
Yes, okay. Most recent review was from March 15th.
Whoa.
Yesterday. Is it Daryl?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. It's 5 stars.
That's me.
The title is Funny and Smart.
Oh.
Pat, Kyle, and their rotating co-hosts and guests are brilliantly insightful and funny.
Wow.
They provide the laughs and present a library of songs known and unknown. Best episodes include the Bohemian Rhapsody episode that David Ace knows his stuff. And anytime Kyle gets angry at Train.
Yep, that's great.
All right, excellent.
Signed, Pilar, was that helpful? Alessandra.
Was it helpful? Certainly
it was. Flash fan number one.
Flash fan number one. So what was before that? This review was from February 14th. Oh. So that's Valentine's Day. It says, "Oh, Pat, 5 stars."
Oh,
this was written by
Christy Stratton.
This was written by Mudflap Mojo Party Machine. This says,
"Honey, are we going out tonight? I have to write this review on a podcast."
Shout out.
Pat has mailboxed his way into our hearts.
Aww.
Keep on rocking.
Has what? Mailboxes?
That's a reference to a thing that Don Henley would do with groupies. He would get a line of groupies and he would bend them all over a couch, let's say.
Are we done?
And then he would then he would make a delivery down the line.
Why do I have to learn new porn terms when I come on this show?
Let's do another one. Have we done this one from January 10th? Always a great listen. 5 stars. This is from Chad Thunderbroom, which is my favorite porn star.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Shows like this are the reason I do not miss terrestrial radio. I love the topics and all the guests. Rock on, Kyle. P.S. Awesome theme song. That's by Hockey. Tried to get them to approve us using it. No one answers me. Please buy it. Give them a little money.
podcast.
And we
kill the radio
definitely
star.
Did not read this, or at least
we did not read this one. Okay, this is from December 26, 2018. This is 2 stars out of 5.
Ooh.
Obviously, David Wilde wrote this one for us.
Wow.
No.
Love it. Everything about it.
This is by Xena Blue, BLU, also a very popular porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing Stevie Nicks episode.
Oh, okay.
I was excited thinking that the Stevie Nicks episode was going to be actually with Stevie Nicks.
I also can't read, and I'm mad at you about it.
Not some chick who doesn't even know any facts about her. Well, first of all, Christine Blackburn was our guest co-host.
And did know a lot about her.
She knew a ton of stuff about Stevie Nicks.
She didn't know as much as I knew, and I was mad about that.
And then it says again, I thought it was going to be an interview with her, .. cry emoji. Well, immediately,
see what else Xena Blue is rated.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. 4 minutes in, you should know she's not on the show.
All right, this is all Stevie Nicks stuff.
When's
Stevie Nicks coming in?
Clicking on Xena Blue. Okay.
Maybe she thought you would do your impression.
Maybe. Let me see. Well, it's moving. So it's not like loading for some reason, but.
New listener.
New 2 stars for this. I don't even know what she's reviewing here because it won't give us any emojis or anything, but.
Mm.
I'm just going to blanket statement it. She's a nut job.
or he.
And then did we read the one from P-Bear? This says, this is from December 6th, always a quality show, 5 stars. Pat brings a thorough look at your favorite musicians. And that Stevie Nicks episode, ? Yes. Exclamation point.
Boom. So take that Xena Princess Blue.
So P-Bear.
When I read P-Bears, I was very confused because I thought Stevie Nicks was on the show. And then when I was listening to the show, I went, this isn't Lindsey Buckingham.
I love that we just had a review from 2 days ago. Let's see the tally here. We have 14 one-star reviews, 6 two-star.
Report a concern on Xena Blues and say that I'm pretty sure this person can't read.
Okay. Doing it right now. Choose my concern. Something else. It appears...
that she cannot read descriptions.
that this person cannot read... descriptions. And then I'm going to put #sad. Submit.
Sad.
Let me see. How many 3-star reviews? 11 3-star reviews, 34 star reviews, but 319 5-star reviews, which brings us to a rating of 4.5.
That's
we
great.
Will take it always because we are vacuous.
Prepare for it to go down right after this drops.
Look at us.
I thought the sun was going to be on.
They didn't interview Texas at all. Okay, speaking of the sun, this is a song that Darrow and I both had on our list. It's also from the aforementioned U2 pop album. It has sun in the title, but please don't do what the song tells you to do, which is stare at the sun. Don't do that.
Look inside.
Staring at the sun.
Thank you, Darrow.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, listeners.
I'm not saying it. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Oh, you're welcome.
Summer dresses pass. In the shade of a willow tree, creeps are crawling over me and over you. Stuck together with God's glue. It's gonna get stickier. Sue's been around. Summer, let's get undercover. Don't try too hard to think. Don't think it out. I'm not the only one staring at the sun, afraid of what you find. If you took a look inside, and now you're just different. Gonna itch and burn and stay. You wanna see what the scratches.